beginning of the third hour, also known as Tuesdays with Mitch, because Maury is unavailable. Mitch Langberg, the partner at Brownstein Hyatt, not the, but one great partner at the Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm based in Los Angeles. Twitter at Mitch Langberg, or link to him on our Facebook page. Mr. Mitch, what's up?
Andy, how are you today?
Good. You sound more enthusiastic than ever. What's going on? You feeling okay?
I am. Right. And I found out that you're going on holiday soon. So.
I am. I'm going to be out Christmas week and New Year's, et cetera. So
we got to enjoy these moments while we have them.
That's right. It's very good. All right. Your sarcasm is appreciated. Now, Mitch, could I go through the headlines and then we'll break them down one by one?
Yes, please.
All right. First, this Australian radio DJ situation. Everybody knows, they played this prank on Princess Kate, then the nurse who answered the phone killed herself. She's obviously unstable. We're going to find out the legal ramifications of radio station management. Heard this call in advance. Are they liable? Can the radio DJ sue for getting fired? Can the nurse's family sue for, I don't know, wrongful death? There's a lot going on here, Mitch, legally. And because attorneys are ambulance chasers, we're going to find out, is there money to be made? Next up, George Zimmerman is suing NBC over these edited 911 calls. I'll play the regular call and then the NBC version that was made to look like Zimmerman was a racist. And then we'll find out if Zimmerman's going to win against NBC like Richard Jewell did back in 1996 with the Atlanta bombings. Richard Jewell was defamed by NBC and ended up winning a judgment. But then he died after, so I don't think he enjoyed the money. Then we're going to talk about Storage Wars, one of my favorite television shows. One of the stars of the show, the one who yells, "Yup," that guy says the show is fake. There are plants in the storage units, and he just got fired by the show. Now he's suing. And lastly, we're going to talk about two students who gave their professor pot brownies at the University of Colorado. Professor thought he was going to get brownies, but they're really pot brownies. All right, you ready to jump in?
Let's go.
Okay, this Australia thing, the prank call, the DJs have been fired. The nurse committed suicide. Before we get into the legal ramifications, Mitch, what's your overall general take on what happened? Just your opinion. Go ahead.
You know, obviously, we all know that people who take their lives typically or traditionally or likely don't do it based on one single event in their lives. So my guess, not being a therapist, is this woman had some issues and was predisposed, and maybe this event impacted the timing but not the actions themselves. And it's just an unfortunate, unforeseeable consequence from some, you know, juvenile behavior that is certainly not improper or illegal.
Okay, so that was a long-winded answer to say she's unstable and the DJs probably didn't kill her.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, great. Brevity's the soul of wit, all right? Now, let's talk about the legal ramifications. Radio management, because this is the way radio management is, Mitch, trust me. Okay, I know. I'm 9 different bosses. They cave. As soon as there's a problem, they're like, oh, sponsor's worried? Let's drop the host. That's just what they do because they treat us like dogs, which we are. We can be replaced by machines. Look at FM radio. You'll see as an example. So they fired these two radio saps. Do these radio DJs maybe have a case against management? Because apparently this prank phone call was pre-played for the management team and they okayed it. Do radio DJs have a wrongful termination claim? We'll start with that and then I have 4 lawsuits to ask you about. Go ahead.
So, Andy, I'm going to presume that the law in Australia is pretty close to what
it is
here.
It's assumed. Go ahead.
Yeah, so most, as you know, most radio show hosts are not on any long-term contracts. They're at-will employees, which means they can be fired for any reason because they don't like the color of their hair or what shoes they're wearing, or because, in hindsight, the station that approved the prank wishes that they hadn't. As long as it's not against public policy that they're doing it for race or gender discrimination, or we'll come up with another one in a later story, then they can fire them for any reason they want.
Okay, so it depends on the contract, but most likely these DJs, because they were low level, they probably didn't have good attorneys, they can get fired at will, so boom, they're gone. Now, what about the hospital and the family of this nurse? Can they sue the DJs or the radio station company, because radio management knew about it, for negligence, wrongful death? What do you see there?
Not here. Not if it were here. So there's 3 things that we could be looking at. Negligence, negligent infliction of emotional distress, or intentional infliction of emotional distress. All of these things are going to require that the consequence, the damage, is foreseeable from the act. And there's nothing foreseeable about this. This was a prank call. It wasn't even foreseeable that they would get this information. What was foreseeable was that they would make the call and somebody would hang up on them.
Mm-hmm.